Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. The Flatlands Dance Theater is producing a program called Origin Stories, an exploration of ancestry through dance. It's coming up this weekend, and to find out more, we visited with Ali Duffy, who is the creator, founder, and artistic director of Flatlands Dance Theater. On today's edition of The Front Row, we're in the Creative Movement Studio on the campus of Texas Tech University, and more specifically, we're in the office and studio of Dr. Ali Duffy, who is Associate Professor of Theater and Dance here at Texas Tech, and she's also the founder, creator, and artistic director of the Flatland Dance Theater. Ali, welcome. Thanks for inviting us over to talk to you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
For folks who don't know, remind us again about the Flatland Dance Theater, what that is actually.
Sure. Well, Flatlands Dance Theater is a contemporary dance company. We are a professional company here in Lubbock. We've been in existence since 2010, and we primarily perform contemporary dance, but we also dabble in contemporary ballet and jazz and musical theater. And we produce 2 full concerts a year, and we also have community engagement initiatives and education that we offer to children around Lubbock.
So this is like a lot of other art organizations. While you're a faculty member on the university, this group operates outside the university. Is that right?
Correct, for the most part. We also have an apprentice company, and the apprentices are dance students here at Texas Tech. So it's a great way to sort of partner with our dance program, since our dance program is so generous in letting us use their spaces for rehearsals sometimes. And we thought it would be a nice way to adjunct their dance educations by providing them opportunities with Flatlands.
Oh, so they're students, but they're also simultaneously getting like professional experience.
Correct.
Great.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. What a great idea.
Thank you.
That works out really well. Well, Flatland Dance Theater has an opportunity coming up this week, a performance coming up. Tell us about it.
We do. It's called Origin Stories, and it is going to be 7 original world premiere dance works by the choreographers of Flatlands, performed by Flatlands Dance Theater. And this concert is really focused on family stories, ancestry, lineage. We even go into the biology of genetics, what it is to pass a gene down through families.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot to unpack.
It is.
Okay. So where did you get the idea of doing something that had to do with ancestry and lineage?
Well, we have a president of our board, Nicole Ashley. She's actually a genealogist. And she had this idea. We sort of created the idea first. And one of the dancers actually wanted to tell stories of her ancestors. And so I brought it up in a board meeting, and the board president said, well, wow, it turns out that I'm obsessed with this, and I'm kind of good at it. And so she really helped us go into like ancestry.com and kind of research our ancestors, learn about how to do that kind of research to start telling our family's histories. And so that's where it kind of started. And then we have another choreographer who brought biology into the mix. She has a cousin who has a rare disease. I think it's called Batten's disease, and it's very rare, and she wanted to study the disease and how it was passed down in her particular family's lineage. And so it just kind of went into all different kinds of directions for each of the choreographers, depending on how they grasped onto the idea, which is something I always love about FDT.
Right. What did you do
in a sort of concrete way to incorporate the idea of ancestry into contemporary dance?
That's a great question. Well, I guess I can speak about the work that I'm going to show. I asked each of the dancers to talk about their ancestors, at least as much as they knew about them. And I asked them to describe the spaces that they lived in, that they sort of imagined them living in. And I described their pathways across, I wanted them to describe their pathways across oceans, the adventures they took to come to America, where we all live today. And so that sort of created, the pathways across oceans really created a landscape for me that I translated onto the stage. So the space on stage is sort of representing the lands that these ancestors came from and their traveling. And then a lot of the music I use is music of their ancestors. So one of our dancers has ancestors from Sicily. And so we found Sicilian music and prayers that we're using as the accompaniment for part of the dance to sort of speak to that.
Right. That was my next question, was how you incorporated music into this idea of lineage. And you just sort of spoke to that. That's great.
Yeah.
How much do you have in terms of music?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure how to answer it. I mean, the music is very diverse, and I think it depends on the choreographer. And some pieces of music are very contemporary and more abstract, and other pieces really have more of a historical or cultural tradition. And it really depends on what the choreographer is trying to tell. There's a soloist, Hannah Dunn, who will be dancing about her Mormon ancestors that traveled over and came into Utah. And she's using more of a contemporary piece to sort of abstract these ideas about her own body and how she, in her body she can see the bodies of her ancestors, sort of their features. So they've used the music in different ways, but all very original and distinct.
Yeah. How many set pieces are there?
There are 7 works by 6 choreographers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How did you find choreographers to fit your idea of this program?
Well, this year I asked the choreographers to submit proposals about what they might contribute to this theme or this concert. And then I selected with a few other people, with some members of the board and with the executive director, Kyla Olson. We kind of looked at the range of proposals. So what would provide audiences a nice traveling pathway through a concert where they would never feel bored. They would always be interested and engaged in a new idea. And so that's how I selected this year. And I mean, I have to say, everyone who submitted some kind of proposal had wonderful ideas. And if we could show 3 concerts about this, I totally would, because they all have very important ideas. But it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Too much.
Once you get your choreographers and you have proposals, then what's the mechanism for deciding on dancers and how many and who they will be? How does that process work?
Well, we select all of the dancers from the company and the apprentice company, and I typically ask the choreographers what qualities of movement they're looking for in dancers, if they're looking for any particular body type or shape, any particular strength in dancers, like if they're looking for dancers whose strength is jumping, for example. I might select certain dancers for them, and I try to work as collaboratively as possible to meet all of their needs. So some people really want large casts comprised of a lot of dancers, and some people only want one. And there are a lot of sort of moving parts at play when casting. But my primary goal is to help these choreographers see their visions to fruition. So what they want to see on stage, I want to help them get that or see that.
And I guess then because of that, you have a lot of variety. If you have a large cast, a small cast. And
that's right.
You know, a certain type of dance, another type of dance, set of bodies, another set. Yeah.
Right. There's a lot of diversity in this show, and I'd say in the company as well, which I really enjoy about Flatlands.
Right. Well, for all the people who are totally interested now in what this is going to be, give us the nuts and bolts about the performances and where they are and how they can come.
Well, it's this Thursday and Saturday. So we're taking Friday off for the first Friday Art Trail, but Thursday and Saturday, Thursday, November 30th and Saturday, December 2nd, both shows are at 7:30 p.m. and that's in the Firehouse Theater over at Luca.
All right. Mm-hmm. And people can just come?
Yes, the tickets are available now at Select to See,
but
you can also purchase them at the door.
Okay, all right. Allie Duffy, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Same to you.
And we look forward to the performances this weekend.
Thanks very much.
More information on this week's programs by the Flatlands Dance Theater is available at flatlandsdance.org. This episode of our program will be up on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd is producer of The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.